I'm glad she said that. I'm glad that you ladies heard that. I know most of you ladies are aware, but I understand there's a freeze watch for tomorrow morning and also Friday morning as well. So you, if you've got things out, you might want to cover them, right? Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers, as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Great. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities, right? We've added more Patriot ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly, right? For the previous weeks, we've been discussing the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbooks that's available at Jackson and Josephine County Emergency Management, and we've discussed a couple different chapters in there, a couple different pages. And this evening, 487 Kimber suggested that we talk about disaster psychology. So WRKB 487 Kimber, would you like to start out the ladies' net this evening?
Well, good evening. This is WRKB 487. How do you copy?
You copy loud and clear.
Okay, awesome. I'm downtown Grants Pass on my mobile in my truck right now. And so we're talking tonight about disaster psychology. So when disaster strikes, physical assistance may be the only part of what survivors need. Psychological first aid for disaster-induced stress and trauma may also be required. Severe cases will require the assistance of a mental health professional. For many, however, the best medicine you can provide maybe a sympathetic ear. So in this disaster and emergency preparedness handbook, it talks about disaster-induced stress. And so I have a couple tips that I'm going to start off, and I think it's a good subject matter. I just wanted to see how you ladies are all prepared to handle disasters for your family and yourselves. Break. So first I'd like to just mention the tips that are on this page 33 of this handbook. And the first tip is to remember that disaster-induced stress is a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. So it's totally normal for us to undergo this disaster-induced stress. How we handle it is a different story. And, you know, you just don't know until that situation gets there. Some of us freeze. Some of us go into a panic. Some of us just need help or don't know what to do, or many things could happen. So it's wise to kind of understand what your limits are and train yourself for these things, and your stress will be far reduced in that case. Drake? So another tip is the intensity, timing, and duration of post-event psychological and physiological symptoms will vary from person to person. They may be acute or mild and may be intermediate or delayed. And the next tip is psychological reactions to disaster include behavioral changes and regression in children, including fear and anxiety about recurrences, sleep disturbances, and school avoidance, leading to development of school phobias. Reestablishing routine is essential for both children and adults. This page goes into the physiological and psychological symptoms that may happen in people who are having this induced stress. You know, and it says try and get some more rest, eat a well-balanced diet, keep your water up, keep exercise going, don't be bored. Recognize that you could have anger or self-blame or isolation or feeling helpless and sadness. That's all normal. So I want to move forward into what the ladies think now. And wait, break. I'm so glad I'm not timing out. So once again, we'll go into that. And I'd also like to announce the nets and the upcoming party. Is that possible? Okay, so first of all, the GMRS and AMRON people are having our meetup this Saturday. It happens usually twice a year, once in the spring and once in fall. We all get together so we can see our faces, meet the people behind the voices that we hear, and just kind of get together and have some fun, have some good food, talk a little bit about radio, and eat a lot of good food. So it is this Saturday, October 19th, at Bob 572's house on the river. We've had it there for a few times now. That's 5010 Leonard Road here in Grants Pass. 5010 Leonard Road from 3 to 6 p.m. Great. If you have any questions, you can mention it here when it's time to be called, and we can always give that address again and the time. And then also Sunday night at 7 p.m., we have our AMRON Net. GMRS people, anybody with a GMRS license is free to join us. Doesn't matter what your radio skills are, you can join us and learn and hear about what needs to be done. So we do a roll call, then we do an intelligence brief, and then we talk on Channel 3 and get people to practice using their Channel 3 FRS and MERS and CB and all kinds of good stuff so that you can talk off the repeaters when needed. Break.